The state of Illinois still has an 8.7% unemployment rate, the second highest in the country, and big budget problems. And it's an election year there. Yesterday, Democratic Governor Pat Quinn picked up the endorsement of the Service Employees International Union.
We're the government of the many. That's what I believe in. We're going to run against somebody who believes in government of the money.
Ray Long is State House reporter for the Chicago Tribune. He's with us from the state capitol in Springfield. Ray, welcome.
Good to be here. Thank you.
Well, how bad is the budget situation here in 2014 in Illinois?
It's definitely a mess. There's a backload of bills that's in the multi-billions. They have a situation here where an income tax increase that is temporary is about to expire at the end of the year. So that could leave a $2 billion hole. Democrats say, Republicans say it is less. The Republicans, of course, want the income tax increase to start diminishing. But the Democrats are making sounds like maybe it ought to stay in place.
And I guess we'll find out more tomorrow when Governor Pat Quinn delivers his budget message. Do we have any sense of what he plans to do with that tax increase?
Well, it's a real sleight of hand right now. The governor is keeping things very close to the vest. In fact, this is one of the tightest held budgets we have seen. The governor, of course, is running for re-election. He's in a race against a multimillionaire, a guy named Bruce Rauner, who just won the Republican primary, venture capitalist, and he is calling for an end to the income tax hike. It is supposed to drop from a rate of 5% right now on individuals to 3.75 on December 31st.
But if Mr. Rauner were to get his way, what would that do to the budget in Illinois?
Well, it could be a real scramble here because a lot of people are saying this could mean drug rehab programs, mental health services, education would be taking major hits. Some cases may see social services in some areas eliminated altogether.
Where are the people of Illinois on this? We think of it in a presidential year as a pretty blue state, but are people feeling like the tax increase should continue or that it should be cut and the cost of living should go down?
Well, that's interesting. A poll came out from Southern Illinois University's Paul Simon Institute just this week and said, hey, we want the income tax to go down. Of course, that's a natural reaction that you're going to see from people when you see these kind of polls. Do you want your taxes higher?
Right.
Well, nobody does. But there is a belief out there by a lot of Democrats that we can't go deep, deep, deep into services anymore because they've made cuts in recent years.
And how much of a challenge is Pat Quinn facing in this coming election? How much will that election figure into his decision here?
Big, big, big. He has a tough race ahead of him. Multimillionaire Bruce Rauner, the Republican I spoke about, has spent $6 million of his own money in his primary. So he is ready to open the wallet. He made $53 million last year. We have a guy who has deep pockets. He has deep-pocketed friends. It looks like it's going to be a real Donnybrook.
And as we said, Governor Quinn got the endorsement of the Service Employees International Union, even though he signed that controversial pension reform bill into law last year.
Well, you're absolutely right. Now, the service employees want something now, too. They may not accept the defeat and are prepared to fight it in court in the pension area, but they are also pushing for minimum wage increases, too. So you want to be on the side of the side that brung you to the dance.
Ray Long, State House reporter for the Chicago Tribune, joining us from Springfield, Illinois. Ray, thanks so much.
Good to be here, Jeremy. Thank you.